It isn't often that you see me jumping here in my seat this way with excitement, because we've seen many exciting things come and go. Today, however, I think we've topped them all. Sitting opposite me here in our little booth is one of the greatest impersonators that I've ever had the privilege to know and to talk with. He's been here an hour, and he had us all awe-stricken as he ran through many of his impersonations. For those listening, I wonder if you'd repeat your name for us, please.
Arch Rawlinson.
Arch Rawlinson. And would you care to tell them what you do, or would you like me to go ahead?
Well, I'm rather modest about it.
But, I understand,
Arch. I guess you could go ahead and describe it.
Well, friends,
I'm glad to work for you.
Mr. Rawlinson here impersonates presidents. Presidents
all before 1900.
Presidents who were president before 1900. So here you're going to sit in on a little bit of history.
It's been a rather interesting study for me to get the voices down, as we say.
I was going to ask you about that. How did you really get their voices?
First, of course, I had to study the lives of the presidents.
Sure.
Learn as much as I could about them, their personal habits, their family relationships, their part in American history.
Of course, there's famous speeches, too.
Yes.
I wonder then, before we
Although I lay off the speeches a little bit, I go more for the things they would say in everyday. It's like going to the store or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who is the first president we
Martin had? Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren.
And he sounds something like this.
All right.
Would you give me 3 pounds of white flour, please? That's when he went to the store.
That was
shopping.
But President Martin Van Buren sounded. Let's quickly
Jimmy
run.
Jimmy Madison.
All right.
You'd like to hear that.
All right, sir.
I say, looks like we're going to have rain before morning.
That was.
See them clouds?
Former president.
Over in the west there.
Sorry, sir.
That's all.
That was former President James Madison. Who else do you have on your list?
Oh, well. Practically anyone you can mention.
How about
Franklin Pierce?
Franklin Pierce.
Well, I don't do that one so well. I think the one probably I do the best is President John Polk. And he sounded something like this. John would walk down the street, and he would wave to a friend and say, "Hello there."
Uh-huh.
Right. Tell me, it was James Polk.
I didn't know that. I thought it was. That was President James Polk, sir.
No, that was John, President John Polk.
I don't think we had a President John Polk. I know we had a James Polk.
George, I must have been doing the wrong one.
Did we have a President Polk, really? Are you sure about that?
I better look that up.
Did we have a President Polk? They're nodding from the communicator's table.
James Polk, though, right?
Nodding, yes. But it is James Polk. Well, Arch, it's been a thrill. I've
checked with Mr. Copeland on that.
I'm not jumping around my seat as much now as I was
before.
No, I
notice you're not. You've calmed down there. You've kind of slumped down in your seat a little bit.
Do you do this in theaters or nightclubs?
Wherever I can be booked, yes.
Arch, what was the last name again?
Rawlinson.
Rawlinson. President impersonator. Presidents, that is, before 1900.